Behind the Beats with Jess Bowen and Bowie J.
G'day, it is Bowie Jane with Jess Bowen for Babes Behind the Beats, and we are having a chat today. We just got online and we saw the absolutely devastating news that the Queen has passed last night or this morning. I'm not sure, but we only just found out. And yeah, we thought, shit, we would love to send our tribute to her because I personally love the Queen.
Yeah, and it's just so sad. I mean, this is crazy. This is kind of one of those things where in the future people are going to be like, do you remember where you were when you heard the Queen died?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's – I mean, she's the longest reigning monarch, and it's just insane. Like, yeah. I can't believe that it's – you know, obviously people have been worried about her health recently, and she's – you know, 96. And
yeah,
and I mean, she's a strong woman because I mean, I know she's gone through a lot in her life, but man, what a crazy thing. And obviously for you, Bowie, as an Australian and being part of the Commonwealth, like, how do you feel? Like, how does that make you feel? Because for me, as you know, as an American who, you know, obviously I love the Queen, I think she's so cute and everything, it's just I didn't have that attachment because I wasn't part of the Commonwealth at all. Like, how does that make you feel?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because she's been the longest reigning British monarch. And so my whole life, she's been the Queen. We're quite independent, but still, like, all our money has the Queen on it and all that kind of stuff. So we've definitely got that link being in the Commonwealth. One stage we did try to have a referendum, but it was voted against. The population said, no, we want to be part of the Commonwealth still. Yeah, so I don't know. I love having someone that we can all look up to in tumultuous times. Like, you look at in COVID, the way she spoke on camera and assured everyone. It's just nice to have someone like that in charge.
Yeah, it's so crazy. And now it's like, I guess what, it'll be Charles will take over.
Yeah,
it'll
I was
be,
just
now
reading
it's
going
to be a king.
It says her historic reign has come to an end as her son Charles assumes the throne.
Wow.
That's so insane.
That's crazy. Like, because I'm just so used to, I mean, like you said, all of us, we've only lived with a queen.
Yeah.
So now it's like, oh, now there's going to be a king. And I think for the next few decades or generations, whatever, it's because it's going to be Charles and then it'll be William.
Yeah.
And then it'll be William's son.
It's crazy. It's crazy. And we just had the Jubilee, obviously, which you were there for.
Yeah, I was there for the Platinum Jubilee because we were there on tour.
I was so jealous because I was watching it on television. I was just like, because I was there for the Silver Jubilee. I was doing radio there at the time and it was just amazing. Like, flags everywhere.
Yes, like the Queen everywhere. Everyone's in the streets like partying and like just celebrating because of the Jubilee. I mean, it's a whole thing there. And people get, you get a whole holiday weekend for it.
Yeah.
It's like a big thing. So it's pretty crazy that we both got to experience, you experienced a silver and I experienced a platinum.
Yeah.
Like in our lifetime, we just happened to be there during those moments, which is pretty crazy, right?
I know.
It's crazy to think about that. But man, it's just, it's sad. Again, it's just a moment in history that you're going to look back and be like, where were you when this happened?
And we'll be like, we were on air.
We were on air. Recording and I got a notification that the Queen had died, which is just
terrible,
so sad.
It's going to be interesting to see how this is all handled. Oh my God, you can imagine Charles delivering a speech when he's just lost his mum.
Yeah,
and now he's going to have to like be king and do the big speech. And oh my gosh, it's just going to be
Do you think that he's like, I hate to say it in this way that sounds insensitive, but do you think that like, because it's been such a long time coming that he's maybe a little desensitized to? No, he can't. It's his mom. It's his mom just passed away. There's no way that he's going to be like.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but I think, it's still your mom. And I think the longer you spend time, the older your parents get, the more years you've spent with them. So it's even harder.
But can you believe that? Like, how old is Charles? Like, he's taking the throne and he's as old as he is. He's in his 70s. Yeah,
he must be.
Like, that's crazy that now it's like he's not even going to have the throne for that long, probably. I mean, maybe another 20 some years, but like she had it for many years? Like,
and through all the wars, she was the queen. Insane.
So crazy. That's wild. What a sad day. Sad time.
We do have to get on with our normal show, which is sad. God bless the Queen. And I'm not religious, but God bless the Queen. Well, actually, the Queen did handle COVID amazing, the way she spoke to the audience, which did lead us to have a little chat before we were on air about how different things are after COVID.
Yeah, and the music industry has changed so much.
Industry. Yeah, and we were all during COVID going, are there even going to be gigs ever again kind of thing? Have things changed? I don't know. We just didn't know what was happening. And then, because it was 2 years without gigs, and now things are back and like busier than ever. Like you're turning down gigs. The places can't get venues. We should have a little chat about the effects of COVID on the music industry.
Absolutely, because there's a lot of effects. And obviously we are so happy that things are back and that it is as busy as it is. But on the flip side of that, because it is so overwhelming now, because everyone is back at 110%, I think a lot of the companies like that, for gear wise, at least, you know what I mean, are a little bit overwhelmed by that. Because I've noticed, I don't know about for you, Bowie, but for me, as a drummer, and you know, I'm lucky that I have endorsements, but I will say that even my companies, because they're so backed up, it's been taking a while for them to be able to get me, for instance, like my drumsticks. Like my company was literally like, hey, we don't have your model of drumstick in anymore. So we have to send you some other, you know, model that's going to be as close to it as possible. But also, it's going to take us a while to get this to you because everything is so backordered and backed up.
Wow. Can you play with chopsticks? That's the question.
Right. All those years of me practicing with chopsticks is going to come in handy now.
It's insane. Who would have thought drumsticks would be like something that there's a backlog on? I mean, it makes sense because everyone's touring, right?
Yeah. It's like it's just taking forever for them to produce everything and the amount that they have to do. And not even just for artists. I mean, think about these companies are in charge of shipping all these sticks to like the guitar centers and the music stores that they need to have those supplies in. And it's like they're just overwhelmed by the amount of like production that they have to do. Even like my cymbals company, which I love them, Sabian, they're very great to me, but like I can't ship my broken cymbals back. It's kind of like they're like, well, you're not going to be able to get cymbals for like 3 to 4 weeks.
You're joking. So,
yeah. So I'll have to like go into, you know, they have a small office, luckily, in Burbank that I can go into, but I basically have to swap it out for just whatever they have. So it's like instead of being able to be like, hey, these are the products that I use, you're kind of like compromising on, okay, what's the next best thing because of how backed up everything is and how they're like, we can't get you this exact model at this exact moment.
I mean, I never thought about that for drums. I know with the DJ world, you cannot get CDJs. You can't get like any controllers.
They're out of CDJs? Everything.
Yeah. Like you literally, I've had people text me and say, hey, if you, CDJs are super expensive and they're the things that you have in clubs that you would plug your USB into to make the music come out. Right.
Like so, the big deck, right? It's basically
called
like a deck.
Exactly. Yeah. And there are two ways to DJ. You might have that, which is like you're not using a laptop or a controller with a laptop, and that's more portable. All of those items you cannot get at the moment. So you're on waiting lists and you're trying to snap things up as soon as they come up. But I've had people text like, do you know where I can get some CDJs? I'm like, nope, there are none. So
basically are people like renting out CDJs like for money now because people are like desperate for it? Because I can imagine if like a venue or like, you know, a bar, like
if
for instance,
break,
a, they
can't
a restaurant
them.
Or something. Yeah. And they're like, hey, we're having a DJ come in, but we need to have the CDJs. Like they have to find a CDJ somewhere to rent or something.
You would definitely have to rent it. Yeah. I mean, they're big and expensive, but it's just all that kind of tech stuff you can't get at the moment.
Yeah.
So I wonder how long that's going to last for. Maybe a few years.
Yeah. It's been a while now that it's been happening. Cause it's like once the industry came back, it already started and it's still like that right now.
So how much more would you say people are touring than before? Like I don't even know how you'd measure it, but
I think what it is like the only way I can make for example, you know, my band wasn't even able to book a fall tour because there were not rooms available to book.
Insane.
And
when you say rooms, you mean venues, like there were no venues, right?
There were no venues. Like we would have been, they said like fourth, fifth or sixth in the line. So basically there's a line of bands that you'd sit behind because they're waiting for.
That's
that, like
frustrating.
Yeah. So like our booking agent was basically like, don't tour in the fall. There's no reason to. It's oversaturated. There's too much happening. And I kind of agree. I mean, there's so many shows happening and so many tours. I mean, look, I'm in a good position. I'm lucky that I get to do this, but I've had to turn down multiple tours for other artists because everyone's touring at the same time. And they're like, hey, this artist needs a drummer. This artist needs a drummer. Their drummer is booked. This drummer's booked, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, wow. I mean, I'm booked right now too. So I've had to turn multiple things down, but that's that's just how saturated it is.
Do you think with the saturation, do you think at some point people are going to go, oh, I can't go out tonight because I've already got tickets tomorrow night to go see a band and I can't go out every night this week?
That's what I'm worried about, is that there's so many shows happening.
Yeah.
And that, like, can you imagine if, like, you were a fan of one band, but then your other favorite artist is coming next week and the other one's coming the next week and you're paying, I don't know, anywhere between $30 to $50 to $100 for tickets. Like, you can't be going to every show.
No, so you're plus just the stupid, you know, like those AXS things, there's like a $20 charge.
The service, like, charges, yeah.
A processing charge. So exactly. Tickets might be $20, but you're paying $40, like.
Exactly. So imagine if a ticket was selling for $50, so then you're paying $70, right?
Yeah.
Like, you can't be going out to all those shows.
No.
I mean, most people can't, right? Like, unless you're very, very, like, comfortable and you're lucky enough to be able to afford going to multiple shows a week or a month.
Yeah.
You know, for me, I'd be picking one a month maybe.
Yeah, so, it's going to be interesting to see if there's like a backlash, like a roll-on effect of what's the next stage of this? Do tours drop off because people aren't going to concerts?
Right. Yeah, like there's so much happening. And something, Bowie, that I've been noticing, that I've been seeing on tours, and this is just a thing that everyone has come to terms with, is you could be like, okay, we sold 700 tickets. That's amazing. But only 600 people will show up. Or
what's that about?
People just aren't showing up to the shows. There's a percentage of people, like, it's a known thing, that just aren't coming. So even for tours, like on the tour that I'm on right now, certain shows will already be sold out. Like, literally it says that it's sold out, but then we'll get there and the day of, they'll be like, we're releasing 50 more tickets, because they're already anticipating that many people plus more are not showing up. So they're releasing more tickets at the door.
And why aren't they showing up, do you think? Why?
I mean, it has to do with COVID, right? That's all you can assume. That's what you would, the logical reason, I think, is people are still worried about COVID, or they're getting COVID. So maybe they test positive for COVID so they can't show up, or maybe they are getting cold feet about going to the show because they're worried about being packed into a room with that many people, because, I mean, it's indoor venues, right? And yes, most people are masked, but you're not masked if you're drinking or if you have food or whatever. So the chances of getting COVID at a venue like that would be probably, like, I mean, higher than if you didn't go, right?
Yeah.
So
it literally doesn't even cross my mind at venues. Does it cross yours?
I mean, I'm on stage, it doesn't anymore. Yeah, I think it's because I'm on stage. So it's like, for me, it doesn't. But I guess if I were to go to a venue where you're packed in with people, it would cross my mind. Especially if you're worrying about, like, for me, I have a little nephew now, right? And I don't want to bring COVID back to him if I were to see him. So I probably wouldn't go to a show if I knew, oh, I'm going to go see my nephew tomorrow.
Oh, true.
So maybe it's even things like that, right? Just people second guessing and being like, is it worth it going to the show? Or, like, if I have to go see someone who might be immunocompromised, or, you know, a young kid or whatever it is.
Oh, I thought of another reason just then.
Mm.
Like, prices for everything have gone up. Obviously, even alcohol at the venue. So maybe people are going, oh, I can't afford to go to, even though I bought the ticket, I can't afford to go because I can't afford to drink and all that stuff.
Even have, like, even buying a bottle of water. Water bottles at these venues sometimes are $4 or $5. Like, for water, you know?
Yeah.
So, that's a good point. I mean, it's definitely, it's interesting. I wish I knew exactly. I feel like there should be some like study done on why people aren't coming. Like, what if, like, a percentage of the people that aren't coming, like, why are you not coming? It'd be interesting to know if it is COVID or if it is literally just, maybe it is the oversaturation too. People are like, oh, I went out already last night. Maybe I just won't go to this show tonight because I have another one next week. Or, you know, like they bought the tickets, but then they're just like, not going this time.
Yeah. Wow. It's crazy. And is it affecting, are you finding people are still buying heaps of merch and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah. I was going to say the merch sales seem pretty regular. Like, it seems like that's not necessarily affecting merch sales, but I mean, I don't know. It's hard to say because I'm not actually out there selling the merch, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
The difference. Like, I know at night, like, what our band made or whatever, or versus whatever other people are making, but I don't know. I don't necessarily know if that's, like, affecting people buying things. I think if people are coming to the show and, like, they're a huge fan of yours, like, they're going to buy merch. So if they're there, I think they're willing to spend the money and they're going to spend
it. They've gone that far. Yeah.
Yeah. But obviously, if people are not showing up, I can imagine it's like they don't want to buy, you know, t-shirts are $30, hoodies are like $50. I mean, it's not cheap.
No.
But if it's your, you know, it's your favorite artist, you're there to see them. So some people are very, like, they're adamant. They know, like, they saved up for it or something, you know.
Have you had trouble getting merch delivered because of a backlog, or is it
really? Yes. So that's been another thing. Actually, that's a good point. We have had to, like on the last tour that we were on, we would have a shirt that would sell out and then we'd try to reorder and they'd be like, well, we don't have that exact shirt to print on anymore. And so we're like, okay, well, now we have to find another color to print on, or like, oh, we don't have anything for you to print on. So we'd have to go to like another company to print a design because of how like backlogged they were, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's insane. All of these little flow-on effects. And you've also had trouble with getting tour buses.
Yes. Yeah. Getting tour buses booked has been near impossible. Like, we ended up having to do a bandwagon because we couldn't get a tour bus.
Yeah.
And again, because of everything being oversaturated, you can't find buses, you can't find bandwagons, you can't find crew members.
Probably no bus drivers.
No drivers. Everyone is taken.
It's so bizarre.
So it's been a crazy time to be touring. And I kind of understand now why our booking agent was like, just don't do it, because it would be more of a hassle to try and find the bus or a bandwagon, trying to find the crew that could do it, trying to find venues that would have us, you know, with a decent enough guarantee, because I'm sure like, because it's oversaturated, they're like, we can't offer you as much anymore because we have all these people coming in or whatever,
Are you thinking you now need to book like a year in advance?
Yeah. Yeah. So now it's like, you got to book for next year. People are booking for next year. And I know some people that have already started for the following year.
Oh my God.
I guess it's like hypothetical, but they're putting it out there to their agents. So they're like, hey, put some like holds on these venues for the following year.
Oh, gosh. That's crazy.
Wild times we're living in, Bowie.
Yeah. Well, but it's definitely changed since our chats in COVID, hasn't it?
Yeah. I know. In COVID, it was like, come on, we just want gigs to come back. And it's like, I'm so happy they're back, but it's crazy how, you know, with good things still comes, like with pros comes some cons, right?
Yeah.
It's like there's a millions of gigs and opportunities out there right now, but a shortage of people to do those jobs.
Yeah, it's just in every aspect, whether even finding a drummer, finding whatever.
Literally, yeah.
Yeah.
I know for this tour, Tessa was saying she had a really hard time finding crew. She could not find a tour manager, which is actually why she's having front of house do tour managing.
Oh.
And she couldn't find like a sound, a monitors guy or a tech guy. So like she had to combine certain things because it was like, please do this if you can, because there's no one else to do these jobs.
Oh, it might bring back the retainers for everyone so they can secure staff.
Yeah. A retainer. I feel like it's so hard with artists to do retainers because also of how like finicky, like, yes, the industry is like back and booming, but also like imagine if our band had put our crew on retainer thinking we were going to do a fall tour and then we just heard we're not doing a fall tour.
Exactly.
And then we're like, oh, so now we're just paying all this money to have no reason though.
Yeah.
So I kind of get it both sides of it, you know.
You can't do that unless you're Pink.
Exactly. Unless you're Pink or Panic at the Disco or, you know, all those big artists that can afford it.
Oh, actually, speaking of big artists, this has got nothing to do with what we're talking about. Foo Fighters gig,
Yes.
You saw...
I saw his son playing.
Oh, what, his son on the drums?
That, like...
I was like, oh my God, he's freaking good. Like,
he's so good. And just, like, the emotion behind it and everything about it was so, like emotional. I was like...
And to my hero, he was... Yeah. Oh, gave me chills.
It gave me chills, too. That was a wild, wild video. And I mean, it's crazy. Like he's going to be the next Taylor Hawkins, obviously, if it's his dad, but he's going to be even bigger, I think.
Yeah. They're coming to LA. I mean, the same tribute thing. I think it's in a month.
Oh man. I want to go to that. I should see if I can go to that.
You'll have to pull strings to get a ticket, I'm sure, but you probably have some sold out.
Yeah. I mean, I wonder if I could be like, we were in a documentary together.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Because we were in the documentary. I mean, obviously, I didn't meet him because we filmed at separate locations. He wasn't one of the ones that I got to meet. But we are in the documentary together.
And that documentary is Count Me In, right?
Count Me In, yeah.
Everyone go watch it on Netflix.
Yeah.
If you haven't already.
Yeah.
Jess is literally a star in it.
Oh, no. It's just
crazy. You're one of the features. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's still crazy. I saw it actually pop up the other day and I'm like the photo for it still. It's pretty crazy
hair.
Yeah, because of the hair. Thank you, crazy hair, for getting me cool things.
It's been another very interesting chat. So sad about the Queen. I'm looking forward to now watching all the stuff about that, actually.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace. God bless the Queen.
God bless the Queen. And thank you again, Bowie, for another amazing chat. And thank you all for tuning in. And again, we'll see y'all next week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Babes Behind the Beats with Jess Bowen and Bowie Jane. Head over to our Instagram, Babes Behind the Beats, and our TikTok, and send us a message over there on who you'd like on the show next.